And mobile check-ins is another thing which are latest, especially in the airline industry. Mobile check-ins have been going on for a long period of time. You can check in mobile and just drop your baggage at the baggage drop. So that's an aspect. In hotels also, it has started. So that goes through with the concept of contactless technology, where you check in through your mobile, you provide all the information through your mobile, and when you're checking in, technology takes you up. Wi-Fi 6, which is the fastest Wi-Fi technology available today, 30% faster than Wi-Fi 5, which also helps, because when you're linking all the smart devices all to with internet, and your guests are also logging in with their laptops, tablets, and other devices, so this helps in terms of getting all the information out. Non-fungible tokens or NFTs. It's still an emerging concept, but shows great promise in marketing and providing the foundation of customer loyalty programs. It's mainly now used for what? Creating brand awareness, sharing special offers, creating partnerships through local artists, business. But it is a very important tool for customer loyalty. It is increasingly being used for transactions and is taking place within metaverse. So NFTs have become a very important aspect. NFT technology is being used in loyalty programs, and it is well suited for, it adapts itself to all other technologies, including the metaverse. So it is mainly being used there. Reputation management. Reputation management is a very important aspect, especially in the online world today. 20 years ago, reputation was managed by word of mouth, by creating a brand awareness. In today's day and age, where anyone can go on any social media site and give feedback, criticize, or play mischief, whatever. So reputation management becomes a very important aspect for it. Reputation is everything. Hotels and travel agencies and airlines take a long time developing a reputation. So digital world is a very important aspect in that in today's day. So what does AI do is take all the feedback and reviews in real time, gain insights, and do kindly corrective action, replies to people. That is what helps create good reputation management. Metaverse. Leading tourism and hospitality industry brands and want to differentiate experience to customers and employees and leaders in the space. Metaverse has become a significant player. It gives a competitive edge, it drives innovation and across value chains, and it creates so many innovations and so many. We will go through what people have done and what are these innovations which have come in right now, and what are the possibilities of more innovations. So metaverse is the key now. It was initially coined in 1992 by Nepal Sleepson. And over 30 years later, metaverse has the potential to revolutionize the hospitality industry. It's a mixture of various technologies which go beyond the reality of the world, real world. So the stack. What does the stack include? VR, AR, 5G and Edge, digital twin, blockchain, generative AI. What is VR? Virtual reality. Where people with disabilities or anyone from foreign country can visit a particular place or visit a particular hotel without even actually going there and experience what is there through virtual reality. AR can be overlinked with virtual reality. We're giving more information and making for scavenger hunts and things like that, and making it more interesting. 5G and Edge have provided the whole aspect of connectivity, which has now gone down to nearly to every human being. Digital twin is the concept of creating a digital self. So if I have a hotel or in a particular area, and I create its digital twin online using virtual reality, AR, and every other aspect. But it's got its digital twin. So it brings out new products and services. It creates a lot of scope for innovations in the online scale. Blockchains are basically used for NFTs. They're basically used also for payments. And there are different blockchain aspects. And generative AI. Generative AI is basically your... The last 7-8 chapters have been talking about generative AI, where we provide travel experiences, personalizing things, and taking information and automating tasks. So, basically, generative AI is artificial intelligence. Now, examples. Now, these are all real-world examples, so I will go through each one example. And some of these examples have started, some are nascent. But these examples of metaverse will give you the broad 4-second way of, will tell you the broad reality of what you can do and achieve. And this is just the start point, because the technology is pretty new, metaverse itself, and it's developing all the time. So you can do a lot of things and open your horizon to thinking anyway. So Qatar Airways, early adapter. It does QoS. So basically it helps passengers experience the premium check-in area of the airport. They have that award-winning business class suite. So, and the first ever meta human in cabin space called Sana. Vueling is a Spanish low-cost carrier in Europe. It's partnered with Nextdoor to open a metaverse sales channel through which passengers can visualize and book their tickets. They can also track carbon emissions and book carbon-positive transportation via metaverse and their champion apps, which they call it. Dubai. Most popular restaurants use metaverse strategy. Hotels, night spots, everything. In the culture, they're accepting crypto, digital payments. Marriott's and Atlantis, in partnership with Rendezvous, is replicating real-life hotels in the metaverse to host virtual conferences and events. But this trend is adopted by many in the hotel industry over the is already being adopted by many, and but it'll over the coming years. So basically, you don't need to be physically present in the metaverse space. In a virtual space, in a conference room, you can do your conferencing. We will go to that those examples also. Infosys Tennis Platform pioneered a world first virtual reality tennis experience delivered in PlayStation VR. Transporting fans into a live stadium environment with 360-degree view for matches. And it also integrates tennis statistics into the screens, so fans can truly understand the science behind all the action and even shop in a VR store. Planning vacations and a complete itinerary. AI assistants can plan an itinerary for vacations, facilitating one experience. The travel location and select rooms or tourist attractions provide an holistic experience. Using AI and metaverse technology, other technologies of metaverse, a holistic experience can be planned around a particular resort or a hotel or a location itself. So we'll go through the examples of these. This is just a little case study. In 2025, a friend take a break from work, plan a vacation to explore a few destinations. She enters the metaverse space for ABC Resorts to check out various properties. Based on their profile, this is a hypothetical situation, and vast travel histories, they are provided with options for beaches, mountains and adventure. They could experience these properties and facilities through the latest Meta headsets and decide on a beachside. So what are they doing? They are going through all these various, so using AI, suggestions have come for beaches, mountains, adventures. Now, what does Metaverse do? Now, with the Meta headset, They can go through all these destinations and then choose one which is most comfortable for them. And they can end up paying through combination of digital currency, loyalty points stored, all validated through blockchain. So this is just an example. Now let's get to digital twins for managing operation. So what do you do? You create a twin of your hotel online. So real world physical product and this twin which is in a digital world. For all practical purposes, such simulation helps in a lot of aspects. So it uses the Internet of Things, using AI, it uses cloud-based computing. So all these aspects it uses, it's what it allows you to do in a digital world, and you've replicated it into a virtual world. Now when you, the digital twin as a hotel, you're seeing exactly what is happening in your hotel digitally. So your equipments, you can monitor that through your digital twin, and you're seeing them digitally. So what is happening with that? With that entire process, you are being able to do your maintenance properly, you're being able to do that, and you can then handle it from anywhere. Now, digital twin, this is one example of it. A lot of other things can be used for a digital twin. You can do a digital twin for allowing your customers to visit your hotel without even coming there. So all these things are possible. But using all the metaverse devices, you know exactly this room has got this problem, this is going on. And because of Internet of Things, all these devices are connected to the cloud where this digital twin exists. And everything can be monitored. Such simulation and to pinpoint accuracy, because at the end of the day, it's all interconnected. Now, for example, aircraft engine maintenance with an expert engineer guiding virtually can help increase the productivity. Now, the engineer is seeing the digital twin. And where what is there and can guide it productively. So this becomes a very important factor in terms of you know, making your equipments last longer, making sure that there is no drop time. And these simulations help. And they help in different operation processes, they help in different training processes also. So aviation training, we're getting to that now. The aviation training is a very specialized training. So there are real-life simulations which Metaverse creates for cabin training, even for flying. So complex environments for aircrafts, Metaverse can make a big differentiator how the pilot is prepared, how the staff is prepared. So there's large turbulence, what the staff should do. So using virtual reality and using digital twin, that entire virtual reality, the whole experience of the turbulence can go through the staff. So it's a very important training tool, especially in aviation training. See, Meta Horizon Workrooms and Microsoft Bench have enabled enterprise teams to make virtual collaborations a reality. So a pandemic helped in this matter. But Metaverse has taken it now to another level. Many people are entering the virtual world, many young people are entering in their jobs, the workforce, and different ethnicities, different things, with all the common platforms of workrooms used in the digital arena. You could be working for an Indian company sitting in the US. So you could be working for a US company sitting in India by using in Microsoft Mesh, Meta Horizon. And make the virtual collaboration has become the world reality of today. Metaverse has transformed tourism, actually it has. What does it do? How has it transformed tourism? Gives you a virtual preview of the location. So it's actually giving you a 360 preview of locations, what to expect, what not to expect. accessibility, if you are unable to travel physically and you really want to see the place, you can actually see it virtually also. So it provides a new platform, a new marketplace, it opens possibilities, and unknown destinations get virtually recognized, and with that people start coming there also. Examples of metaverse tourism. Great Tapestry of Scotland. GTS, Scotland, most unique and impressive tourist attractions. So it's a community art project, housed in a small town, and tells the entire story of Scotland's history. So they created a metaverse solution. A digital recreation of the tapestry was done. So to achieve this, New Frontiers created NFTs for different themes for tapestry, such as battles, the traditions, the kings and the queens, because it's all about the history. Yeah? Designed to be scaled easily further down the line, and the New Frontier also created the project with the intention of adding interactive games in the future. So this is what Metaverse has done with the New Frontier. Emirates. They have a 360-degree view of the cabin for Emirates aircraft. So using a virtual reality app or a headphone, you could go into, you could explore the entire A380 and the 777 Boeing aircrafts. And you, with an interactive 3D seat map, you can get a better understanding of the seat which you like, and you can book virtually. So Emirates has used that. Coachella is a festival, musical festival. It has engaged metaverse tourism by creating Coachella digital experiences. Prime aim is to allow people who cannot attend the event to interact with elements of the event and participate it from their own houses. For instance, users can experience live performances from music artists enhanced through augmented reality technology. On top of this, there are always ways to interact with other users, play games, purchase music through related NFTs. Oh, there are lots of other things. That is the example. Basically, you are there, but you are not there. You're sitting in your house and you're experiencing a live concert in a virtual reality space. Vueling, Spanish low-cost airline. Vueling has become the first airlines to sell services as within the metaverse through using of Next Earth metaverse platform with its partnership with Lombo, a blockchain open market, mobility marketplace. The collaboration are the best example of metaverse combined with hospitality industrial needs. Using Next Earth platform, users will be not only be able to visualize real world trips, but also book them directly through virtual world. The partnership strongly emphasizes sustainability, and one of the key features involves offering customers the opportunity to track carbon emissions and to book most eco-friendly trips. Seoul. Now, Seoul Metropolis government has created the entire city life virtually. So, Metaverse replica of entire city. It will be finished in 2026. So, but what does the initial launch allow the user to do? Use avatars and interact with several vital ways. So, you could actually go to a tax office and get tax-related information, read financial advice, counseling. You could go into space and interact with certain things, get advice, seek help, explore the city without facing prejudice or discrimination. So entire city virtually goes online and gives you all the advice which you can get when you go there also physically, but you don't need to go physically. And you create your own avatar and you go in. So that is the beauty of the project. It is yet to be completed, but they've already started it. Portions of it has been revealed. Rendezverse is a metaverse tourism and hospitality platform. What it does is reproduces experiences of events and conferences being held in hotels, but in virtual spaces. So essentially what it allows is to create digital versions of the property of whoever wants to promote using this platform, And you can, users can populate it or explore it or create avatars, own avatars and move into the virtual world, have a virtual world meeting in the conference hall, also be recorded for further reuse, analysis. So this recreation of virtual spaces, allowing you to feel as if you're in a virtual, you're in a hotel at that point of time using VR and AR and metaverse. So allows that involvement within it. So Mövenpick Hotel Amsterdam City Center is using rendezvous services to try to improve prevent venue inspection. Basically, what happens is when I'm hosting an event, I will go to the area, I'll inspect the area, I'll spend a lot of time, effort, and money going there. I will then plan. So now what I can do is I can virtually inspect using Metaverse. I don't need to go there physically to explore. I can virtually inspect, I can virtually plan, I can virtually fit things. So, you know, what it does, it makes me conceptualize the event virtually and ensures that the event happens properly. So that saves a lot of costs of travel and inconvenience, and instead of physicality, it also gives me a visual aspect of the entire event. So that is a fantastic way of doing things. Qatar Airways, primary solution, virtual reality experience powered by Unreal Engine. Website visitors can access it. It provides virtual tours. It shows you business class, economic class, cabins, how they look, how you feel, then gives you a 3D model, and you can choose your seat and book it. It explains the key features on board, delivers a level of interaction. All this through virtual reality airline experience. Pink Tada, Metaverse Tourism Facilities, is tokenization within the travel sphere. When a customer books a hotel using Pink Tada, they are actually purchasing an RNT room night token. And this is linked to a specific room within a specific hotel. So what they've done using Metaverse is they made this a bookings platform. But you are getting a room night token when you're purchasing it. Now, what can you do with that room night? So as a customer, you can take that token and you can, you can sell it also. So because the room rates changes from day to day, dynamic pricing happens. So the value of that room increases from day to day. Once your value increases, you can either purchase, sell the room, or you can exchange it for a different booking also. When you sell it, you will receive pink cash, or you can exchange it for a different booking, so you can make money also out of it. So every token increases with time. So it's like a futures and trading options on hospitality. The Barbados government, now they are creating a decentralized land, virtual world. Basically, they are moving embassies online using Metaverse. So Metaverse Embassy platform, it's the first of its kind. So official embassies are online. So the government is doing that. And they're also sharing in this information with the entire world. So diplomacy can now become digital in that format. The project is a very highly imaginative project. So Barbados hopes to become one of the great countries when it adapts to this. Millennium Hotels, they are also using decentralized platform for Metaverse for tourism purposes. They are first to open and operate a hotel online. Basically, Metaverse Hotel. So it was built to our awareness for Metaverse Social Brand, Millennium Social Brand. And the virtual property was carefully modeled to resemble the real M social buildings. Initially, users explored and all. Now they're renting rooms online space. They're renting space for people to advertise. So they're making money out of their own Metaverse hotel. So it's a virtual hotel, which has now been created. So they're the one of the first and probably the only ones yet. You can rent a room, you can promote a business, you can do anything you want within the virtual world. So what we've gone through is the exact entire gambit of things in terms of Internet of Things, Metaverse, AI. It's all an ongoing technology. It's a new technology. It's an ever-developing technology, and it will continuously develop over the period of time. And adaptation of this technology into the hospitality arena and the tourism arena is a very important aspect. But always remember, people have to keep the human element in mind. With that, I would like to end this chapter and say a very thank you.